Well, howdy doody, kids. And what time is it, kids?
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Well, those wolfies are in good voice, good howl, aren't they? That's a good omen. Wow, good afternoon, everybody. Folks, just right off the top here, I want you to know this is not a funeral, this is not a wake. It's a celebration. It's a celebration is what this is all about today. A celebration of gratitude to you and a celebration of hope that we can all hook up together not too far down the road. That's our hope, indeed. So, the show today, yeah, it's our... Bobby, here comes a big word.
Yeah.
Our valedictory.
Ah, okay.
I can't say the farewell word, so I'm not. Valedictory. Yesterday I was using, what was I saying?
Penultimate show.
So, you know, here I am, lost in my euphemisms. But hope reigns supreme here, folks, with your wonderful endorsement, your support, your loving messages, we feel good about the future. Yeah, the plug is going to get pulled tomorrow night. After midnight, but so many good people out there, so many loving, caring people are hard at work right now trying to find ways to reconstitute this thing, our lovely KLBB station and this program. I think a few of you tend to like, and we sure love you being out there, too. So welcome aboard here. We're going to have Bobby kind of a party atmosphere here today.
That's right,
okay.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Bobby J., my great partner in broadcasting, my dear friend over there, as usual, flying the ship. Stan Turner on this side of the glass, and Bobby, we'd need a couple of weeks to acknowledge all of the cards, letters, emails, tweets, all the rest of it. We are very, very humbled by this, I must tell you, and we're so indebted to all of you. I hope you know how sincere we are.
We've been using the word overwhelm a lot this
week.
We
have.
Yeah.
So, folks, I think in a sense, let's use computer-age technology. We're going to hit the pause button after the show, you know, for this show.
Uh-huh.
Not the stop button,
in
the hope that, you know, we all can get together somewhere down the line, hopefully not too far. So the contact, the same rules of engagement apply today. Please give us a call. Good luck getting your stuff on the air, but we'll try. We've got such a backlog, but we've got 4 hours today. We're going from now until 4 o'clock this afternoon, or Bobby, maybe 4 this coming morning. Who knows? If the boss leaves town, we'll just go.
Right.
Okay. 651-275-1220. 651-275-1220. The request line by email, request@klbbradio.com. Request@klbbradio.com. We know you've got thumbs. You can put those to work with Twitter and Facebook, too. And I think we're ready to do it here. It's 12:04. Okay, we're going to have fun today. We got lots of visitors, both on the air, over the phone, and in the studio here. We'll give you the roster here. It's just growing by the minute. It is so heartening and gives us a really warm feeling, Bobby, doesn't it? Huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, who's a good party guy? Who's a good show opener? I'd say the Chubster, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Chubby Checker, huh? Guy's always got a good beat. Chubby, what do you want us to say, brother? What?
Everybody say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's have a ball at the halls tonight. Booting it down through the early bright. Make a scene with the record machine. Have the dancing party tonight. It's when the trick,
yeah.
It's TV here.
Yeah.
On the audience, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the Dream Brothers.
Everybody's here, Chubby. Everybody's here. Bobby, keep Chubby around. We might need him a little bit later in the show. Wow, that's not opening the door, folks. That's kicking in the door. We're going to set the tone of the show today, all 4 hours of it, that way. We want to accentuate the positive here. Yeah, there's some heavy hearts, and we feel the emotion, too. But hope springs eternal, goes the cliche, in the human breast. And we believe it. We believe that 100%. Your caring, your concern is what lifts us higher and higher and higher, and thank you so much. Oh, my colleagues, our colleagues in the media, too, are so lovely. Good Lord. Got a Channel 5 crew here right now. Catherine Johnson from Channel 5, KSTP-TV, and photographer Nick Gaither. Thank you, folks, for being in here. If you'd like, Catherine, I'll write the story for you and edit it. Might have a little slant to it, but thank you for being here. And oh, my goodness. So we, nice little story. Nice story indeed in the Minneapolis Star Tribune this morning. morning. Thank you, Mary Lynn Smith. I know I shouldn't be thanking reporters because I am one and was one for a long time. We're just doing our job, aren't we? But you got to feel some emotion in this, too. So thanks to the Strib, as we call it, for that lovely piece. Understand Channel 11's coming up this way, too. So, Bobby, our cup runneth over, doesn't it, Rob?
With gratitude and with calls. Yes.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Oh, don't tell me the phone is ringing, is it, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Our inbox with the emails is just going nuts, too.
We may explode that inbox today,
right.
But that's okay. That's the cost of your love and affection. So thank you, folks. Stan here, Bobby there, and a cast of thousands. My beautiful daughter Laura's here already, and son-in-law David. We got the makings of the party. The Vaughn brothers, we're going to be talking to those guys. All wonderful longtime supporters. Our beautiful Jenna out there, who basically runs the station day-to-day.
That's
Bobby,
right.
She's out there. Make sure she gets plenty of chocolates, okay? Right. She gets extra treats today, for sure. She is a treat. Our next requester, Barry in Wyoming. I think Wyoming, Minnesota this time, as opposed to the state of Wyoming. Barry writes, thank you for playing all my requests from One Hit Wonders. Yeah, he was a One Hit Wonder expert, Barry is. And he said everything from holiday music, a song that Bobby J. referred to as snappy, and then even to one of Barry's stranger requests, Klaus Nomi, which we played on Halloween. I don't remember that one, do you?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure we played it, but...
It had to be good. Mm-hmm. You were that, writes Barry, you were that friend. Let's change that to present. You are that friend on the radio in the afternoon, making work go by a little bit faster. Can this time around you please play for me? That's what friends are for. And, oh boy, and dedicated to everybody at KLBB. And we're going to turn that around and dedicate it to every one of you out there. Here's your song.
And I never thought I'd
That's what friends are for.
What a beautiful sentiment. Any time of the year, but especially right now. Isn't that lovely? What are friends? That's what friends are for. If you aspire to be a singer, ladies and gentlemen, those folks right there are your role model, right? Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, of course, a husband and wife singing team over the decades. Nobody could do it better. We were just talking, Bobby, that the Dionne Warwick rendition of this song is absolutely lovely. But I think we found another favorite, too, haven't we, huh? Steve Lawrence, that's what friends are for. So beautiful. Just a little background on that song. A lot of you know about it. It first was done by Rod Stewart. Let me call him Sir Rod Stewart back in 1982. But it's better known in the 1985 cover version by Dionne Warwick. Elton John, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder was in on that too. That recording, billed as being by Dionne and Friends, was released as a charity single for AIDS research and prevention. It became a huge hit by them, becoming the number one single of 1986. Barry in Wyoming, Minnesota, thank you so much. A fitting and proper song for this context, or as I say, any day of the year. So we can find strength and courage in that song, too, for the road ahead, can't we, Bobby? Huh?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, boy. Poor Bobby. He's got about 10 million calls coming in. Jenna's fielding them. Everybody. We're stopping buses out front and hauling people off to answer the phones here. we may need police to control the traffic. And we're not bragging. It's just a wonderful turnout of love and affection. Thank you. We have, the number again to call, please go ahead and try, 651-275-1220. Those golden digits on the end of our phone, of course, line up perfectly with our AM spot on the dial, 651-275-1220. Email request at klbbradio.com. You can try us by Twitter and Facebook as well.
And you don't have to have a song request, so you could just call in and pass along some comments.
For example, glad you mentioned that. Greg in St. Paul writes that I just realized how strange it will be next week when I turn on the kitchen radio that is always set to 1220 or push the KLBB button or touch screen equivalent on my car radio or go to click on the KLBB link on my computer and they will all be silent. I'm going, says Greg in St. Paul, I'm going to miss your show. As my childhood dentist used to tell his patients, don't say goodbye, just say so long. I like that, son of it. Okay, as I say, the pause button, not the stop button. Okay, Greg says, I will. So long for now. I'll be waiting for your return somewhere on that old radio dial. Yes, sir. Good luck with whatever comes next. Greg, thank you for the sentiments, and same back to you, my friend. Thank you so much. So typical of all of you out there. Thank you. 12:16 right now, 38 degrees in the Twin Cities. Turned a little cool on us, doesn't it, huh? Got back to late winter, not early spring. We're looking for a high only in the low 40s today. We'll give you the weather forecast down toward the bottom of the hour as we work our way through your wonderful requests and your letters and the emails and all the rest. Kay in Stillwater is next in the musical queue here. She wants to hear a song, and I must admit, I had to do a little research on this guy. Maybe some of you know who Big Joe Duskin is. He is a great blues and boogie-woogie piano player. Joe was born way back in 1921 in Avondale, Ohio, and there's a song that our requester here, Kay in Stillwater, wants to hear done by Big Joe. It's called You're Gonna Miss Me. Well, we're gonna miss each other for a while anyway.
You're gonna miss me.
There's a blues aficionado for you. What a great sound. The man doing the vocalizing and also playing the 88s there. Big Joe Duskin, You're Gonna Miss Me. I love that song in many ways, not the least of which reason. It came out as a compilation album by Big Joe called Big Joe Jumps Again in 2004, Cincinnati Blues Session, and I love this part, on Yellow Dog Records. So go into your next to your record store and say, I'd like something by Big Joe on Yellow Dog Record, and you got it. You're going to miss me. We're going to miss you, too. Let's just say for a while. Okay, I mean, we're going to miss you all the time, but if we can get this thing up and running again, we're going to do it, and we have high hopes, like Frank Sinatra sang to us just the other day. We got lots of wonderful people, members of this staff, and all of you out there, our wonderful sponsors, our media friends. The love is just pouring forth here. It's just wonderful. One guy we're so proud of, he's been a member of our staff for a long time. I've known him longer than that. Tommy Osmond. Tom Osmond, who did a wonderful show on KLBB called Flashback Twin Cities. Bobby, wasn't that fun? He'd bring back folks we knew from radio, television, the newspapers, and relive their time on the air or in print. And Tom has this vast archive of audio and video. I call him an audio-video archaeologist.
Yes.
He had to work in Egypt. He could find tombs they haven't even thought of finding. But Tom, right now, Tommy's based here, but I think he's just deep in the heart of Texas. Tom, good. What is it? It's afternoon there, isn't it?
Actually, it is 12:20 p.m. Okay. So
12:20. Say those numbers again, Tom.
12:20.
Yeah, that has a certain resonance to it, doesn't it, huh? Boy.
Yeah, I told Bob that I wanted to call it 12:20 because I love KLBB.
Yeah.
We did a great show after you for many years.
Mm-hmm.
We still did some shows up until this last winter.
Yeah.
And Stan, I'm proud of you because I love the show. I love what you do with it. I love the music, information, all the help you've done with me with my show and helping me with guests and interviews. So I know you don't like this, but you have a lot of credit that is due your way. And
right.
I wanted to make sure I called in today. I couldn't be there in person, but I wanted to make sure that you knew that. And that if I can't express it in person, I got to do it over the phone.
Tom, if we had not heard from you, we were going to track you down to the far corner of the earth to get you on today because you are a very important part of this operation and as a friend, too, Tom. Thank you so much. Thanks for that show you did, too, Flashback Twin Cities. If and when we come back, I want you to reconstitute that show, if you would. It's a very important one. It's very, very...
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, so, Tommy, thanks for everything. Let's get together when you get back from Texas. Don't let those... you're down there. Why don't you go knocking on some doors? I hear they have a lot of big Texas oilmen down there with deep pockets. Huh? You want to wrap on a door,
well,
too? See if
my boots on and my 10-gallon hat, and I'm going to go out there today. And
see,
we're going to get some find some people with lots of money in their pockets that want to have some good music.
That good. That shouldn't be too hard to find people with lots of money in their pocket in Texas. You know, maybe you can shake a million or two out of some of those guys, okay?
Right. I'm on it.
All right, brother. I know you are. Thank you, Tommy. I'll see you when you get back, okay?
Take care, friend.
All right,
we'll
Tom Osmond. What a wonderful guy, huh? Bobby, we have been blessed with so many wonderful colleagues here, haven't we? They're just all wonderful folks. Down to earth. Born without egos, without vanity, and I mean that sincerely. People are here because they love to do this, to connect with you folks. So we are mighty grateful. Let's take a little breather here, huh? Let the old mouth here cool off. We'll be right back.
All the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse,
and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse, how lovely it was.
Come on, you know you want to. Call Stan Turner and get your request or dedication on the air. Call 651-275-1220. The Wolf Brewing All Request and Dedication Show on KLBB.
Now listen, folks, if you happen to be a Dutchman or a Dutchwoman or a Hollander, we love you. We love you. I don't know where that guy came from.
He just buds in.
Lock him in the closet, Bobby. We're not going to take him out for a while, okay? Thank you, folks. 1225 right now, hour number one, the Friday edition of the Wolf Brewing Company All Request and Dedication Program. Something a little different about this program today, Bobby. What would that be?
Well, it's our final show for this year, maybe just temporarily, mm-hmm, we're hoping, mm-hmm, and hopefully maybe we're just going to be down for a month or two and come back.
Right. Mm-hmm. We like light. We don't like dark. You know,
right.
some people see dark clouds. We see blue up there. We
right.
see sunshine. We mm-hmm. really do. We're not foolish optimists. No, 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 no. I have nothing concrete to offer you right now. But our wonderful friends at our title sponsor, the Wolf Brewing Company, Pat and Kathy Wolf, have made something very, very special for us, and mm-hmm. that is a corner of their Facebook page where they will keep all of you listeners apprised of what's going on here. So people rightly have been asking, how can we know? How will mm-hmm. we know if something good happens? Go to the Wolf Brewing Company. That's no E on the end there. W-O-L-F. Wolf Brewing Company. A lot of you drink their products, mm-hmm. as we do. They're lovely. And check out their Facebook page. There will be a place where it's kind of a community bulletin board
right.
about what's happening with us.
Make sure you hit the like button. Like their page.
Okay.
And Facebook users will know what I'm talking about.
Okay, like.
Hit the like button. Yep.
I'm a Luddite, Bobby. I barely have discovered fire in the wheel. You
yes,
know, so I'm
right.
a little behind the curve. But... loving you, folks. So that'll be our common contact point right there. And thanks to Kathy and Pat for that. Aren't they sweet ladies?
They're the best.
Just like the rest of our sponsors. Here we go. We have a request this time around. Let's see the requester. And do I have a name here for this requester? Mm-hmm. I am really, the requester writes, I'm really going to miss your station. I've been listening, quote unquote, forever. Boy, that's a long time, mm-hmm. buddy. I go way back, even before the days of Franklin Hobbs and Howie Viken and Joyce Lamont. Yeah, they migrated from CCO Radio 830 over to KLBB, or was what was before KLBB, over 1400 on the dial. Hopefully, the writer says, something can be worked out, and you'll be back. That's our hope. Until then, I thank everyone who helped make KLBB such a pleasure to listen to over these years. The best of luck to you all. As for my request, anything by Perry Como would be, what do the kids say? Awesome.
Yeah.
It would be awesome. Well, Bobby, why don't we have Perry make like our turntable and go round and round, okay?
Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with a happy sound as it goes. For you know that this is really love, really love, really love.
There's a guy who started out cutting hair in Philadelphia, New York City, and he thought, you know what, this is not a bad profession, but I like to sing, too. I could sing while I'm cutting hair, but I think I'll make more money just singing.
I think one of the Righteous Brothers started out cutting hair.
I think you're right. Yeah. Actually, Bill Medley was a beautician.
Right.
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
so he was snipping mm-hmm. away. Maybe that's a good portal to become
right.
hair care. That'll get you a fortune in recording.
Right.
Perry Como made that transition. Did beautiful. That's a number one song Perry sang there, Round and Round from 1957. Happened to be his last overall number one. He had a whole lot of them, too. RCA recording star. What a voice. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, thank you to, I guess we'll have to call you our anonymous requester. Thank you very much for your lovely words and for that nice request. You pick the artist, we pick the song there, okay? So there we are. It's 12:31 right now. Let's dip into the weather for the Twin Cities Metro. Ooh, I thought we were going to be on a good weather roll here for a while, Robert.
Well?
Not for a while,
yeah.
I think. All right, we have a chance of drizzle today. Mostly cloudy. We surely have that in abundance right now. We're not going to get much higher than 41 degrees. Thank goodness the winds will stay light. What are they talking about, accumulation today? Less than a half inch possible. Not of wind, but of snow. Okay. It'll be of the slushy, mushy variety. How about tonight? Friday night, rain. You going out tonight? Rain and snow may greet you. Becoming all rain after 4 this coming morning. Overnight low 26. That's a chiller. Tomorrow, beginning the weekend, a chance of snow, mainly before 7. Just a little bit of it. But the temperatures, here's the big story. Two stories, really. The temperatures falling to around 25 tomorrow afternoon. And... Aye, that rate's a great big boo, I'll tell you that. And as for you trying on your Easter bonnet for the big day on Sunday, be careful. Tie that thing down because there are going to be blustery winds blowing around these parts tomorrow, kicking up, I don't believe this, to 40 miles per hour at times. Gusts up to 40 tomorrow. Be careful of that bonnet. Sunday, Easter Sunday, sunny. Well, we get the sun back. High of 35. Yes, kids. Those kids will cheer for anything, won't they, huh? 35 Monday, snow before noon. Let's see, not too much of it, don't worry. High of 39, let's call it 40 on Monday. Tuesday, 36, 36 on Wednesday, same deal on Thursday. Right now, we've got the cloudy skies. Any rain on your window pane there, Bobby?
Well, let me roll over and look.
Don't fall over, not on this show, brother. No, no.
I don't
we
see
We need
any...
you for 4 hours.
Right. And maybe an hour or three I can follow.
Okay. Take your pick. So what do you see out there?
I'm seeing no precipitation, just clouds.
Okay, clouds. 38 degrees heading for about 41. Let's head for the switchboard right here. Bobby, can we pick up line 11 there? Okay. Good afternoon. Who's on the line, please?
Stan, this is Jason Davis.
Jason!
Calling. How are you?
Bless you, Jason. We're playing your song. Let's bring it up full here for a minute.
Get on the road again. Life I love is making music.
Jason, does that sound familiar to you?
Yes, it does. I just wanted to say, Stan, that I'm so sorry that this station is closing and you won't be on the air in Stillwater in the short term. So my wife and I, Amanda, would like to say that we've enjoyed listening to you, and we would like you to find another job quickly and get back on the air.
And thank you, Jason, and give my love to Amanda. And when and if we do get back, and we're hopeful, Jason, please be on the show with me as you have been so often, would you? You're just a dear friend. How did you come to KSDP, by the way, Jason?
Well, now that's what you call a leading question.
That's a leading question.
A good reporter never asks a question that he doesn't already know the answer. 42 years ago, I was working in Phoenix, Arizona, and a guy from the Twin Cities named Stan Turner saw me on the air at Cool TV and changed my life by offering me a job at KSTP, and I was there for 37 and a half years.
Boy. You beat me, my friend. I made it 34, and they asked me, how did you stay there so long? I said, I just told them I was with a group touring the station, so they left me alone.
Yeah.
I loved
every minute of being there.
Jason,
they were very, very good to me.
Jason, you have given so much to viewers. They love you for good reason. You told great story. You are the preeminent storyteller on TV.
Well, this is not about me, Stan. This is about you.
Yeah.
This is your day.
Thank you.
You brought a lot of joy to people, too.
Thank you.
People are still water. I live on the very periphery of your signal.
Yep.
We live about 7 miles from Stillwater, and we don't get you very clearly on the radio, mm-hmm. but we do on the phone, on the web.
Yeah, right. Good old computer. There's no such thing as a local station anymore. Live stream. Jason, I know you got to go, but we have regular. Come over to Jason. Come down to the station.
The
okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you drive over? You're close. We'd love to hear you. Thanks, Jason. We'll get together soon. And
I look forward to it. And stay in touch, Stan.
Thank you. We will. You can bet on it.
And
brother.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Yes, Bobby.
We do have the listeners all around the world.
We do. We do. Thanks, Jason. Yeah. We do. Right. I mentioned that to him. So Jason Davis, a good friend. Yeah, from where we used to work over there, Bobby J. Bob Jurek, Bobby J. We've unmasked you.
Right. Finally.
Mary Devine did. Mary Devine did in the Sunday Pioneer Press. It's easier for me to say Bobby J.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a term of endearment, Bobby, and people know you by that. So put that on your tax return, okay,
sure.
Bobby J.
Nice and legal.
Absolutely. Thanks to Jason Davis. Isn't he great? His features. Everybody does. And one of the things that drove me to try to hire him, and thanks to Stan Hubbard for doing it, to actually hire him, said, nobody around here sounds like that guy.
Right.
That's a British accent. He worked for a while in Australia. That's where he met Amanda, who's an American, by the way. That's an interesting mashup there, but she's lovely. And just a wonderful couple, and I thought, this would be great. This would grab people's attention, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
An English voice up here in the good old Norwegian, Swedish, German, Irish upper Midwest. And people took to Jason, and for good reason. So lovely to hear from him. Wow. Well, Bobby, it's 12:36 right now, 38 degrees in the Twin Cities. Lots of folks out there in the main office coming in, dropping by. somebody brought a balloon in, didn't they, huh?
Yeah, that was Bill from the Wolf Brewing Company.
The voice of Wolf Brewing Company commercials. What a great set of pipes. What a lovely guy. Oh, boy. Well, let's get back to the music here. We have a request, and I'm not sure from whom. Notice the grammar.
Yeah, anonymous.
Anonymous. Yeah. Okay, anonymous. That's fine. We're happy to take anonymous requests. We have since the beginning of the show.
We have. And we think anonymous callers mostly are from their work. They're calling from their workstation. They don't want the boss to know that they're calling.
But we know because we've said often that 9 out of 10 doctors will not confirm that it will improve your work product.
Yeah.
You heard what I said there, didn't you? Well, let's do something fun, upbeat. I told you we are celebrating today, not a funeral, not a wake. We're celebrating all of you, our gratitude to all of you, and hope for the future, as Jason Davis said there, echoing what we feel. So who better to rip up the party, tear down the house, than Jerry Lee Lewis? The wild man, Jerry Lee Lewis, he knows of what he drinks there, doesn't he, huh? Wine, drinking wine, Spodiote drinking wine. First done by a guy named Styx McGee back in the 1940s. We'll never forget Styx McGee, will we? Jerry Lee got around to it in about 1949, but the recording we just played for you by request is from 1973, when outrage from Lewis's child marriage had abated. Well, child marriage. He married a 13-year-old third or fourth cousin, something like that. Outraged the world. Almost torpedoed his career. But he got back again. He released this song in 73, and this one went to 41 on the U.S. chart. So Jerry was back in the hunt. Sounds to me like he must have destroyed that piano during that, banging on the keyboards there, huh?
Probably set it on fire.
Well, he actually did that once. Yeah. Can we just quickly repeat that?
Yeah.
He and Chuck Berry were on the same bill one night, a big, big live performance, and Jerry always insisted he be the last act to perform. But Chuck Berry was slated to be the last. That's where he wanted to be the last act, because that's the one that would resonate in everybody's
ear.
And Jerry was having none of it. But the producer of the evening's program wouldn't budge. He said, Chuck Berry is going to close the show. You're going to come on next to last. So Jerry had a scheme, which he pulled off perfectly. Jerry, unbeknownst to anybody, had a little glass bottle of liquid, which he hid in the piano case. And so he's up there playing his set. And as he's playing, if you look on the film, you can see him reaching into the piano case and emptying the contents of that bottle. And then he strikes a match and starts the piano on fire. And, of course, they had to clear the auditorium, including Chuck Berry. So Jerry Lee Lewis was the last guy on the bill. The first lady on the bill right here and now at the desk here in Studio B is my beloved, lovely daughter, Laura. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Great, Dad. How are you?
I'm doing okay, sweetheart. I'm finding some courage with all of you wonderful people being around me today. Thank you.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
We're coming back, aren't we, dear? Somehow, some way, huh?
We will. Okay. We will, Dad. You and I.
We're going to go, you and I have always stuck together. We're going to go banging on doors if we have to, huh? Yeah,
we'll do it.
We'll do it. Well, back in the day, Bobby, Laura's no stranger to Channel 5. It was every Friday night when I was lucky enough to be doing the 6 and 10 o'clock news, Monday through Friday. You would come with me on Friday nights usually, right? Wouldn't you?
I sure would, Dad.
And you became a member of the crew there, and they still love you and know you.
Oh, I loved it.
And there was a wonderful guy, Bobby. I think he was gone before you joined Hubbard Broadcasting. Roger Greenan was our helicopter, our news helicopter pilot.
Okay.
He has since passed away, sad to say. What a wonderful guy. So one day, you're talking to Roger, and he says, you want to go for a ride?
Of course.
So we go up on top of the Hubbard building, the heliport up there. I'll never forget. You put on the helmet and the headphones, wave to me, and you go off. And what did he took you all around the Twin Cities, did he?
Actually, that was during the State Fair.
Over
the State Fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was fabulous.
Oh. Yeah.
It was fabulous. I could stick my hand out the window because the window was down a little bit. And he's like, yeah, do whatever you want to do.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't see that.
That's
huh?
all right.
KSTP, we loved it, didn't we? I still do.
And there's probably a story that you don't know, and probably Mr. Hubbard doesn't know either.
Uh-oh, Bobby.
Here we go.
Are we on a seven-second delay?
Get ready.
Okay,
We're going public.
Go public.
I had just gotten my driver's license, and I conned one of the photographers to let me drive the Action Cam van through Minneapolis.
Did you?
I did. I did.
Stanley Hubbard, if you're out there, sorry, my friend.
Yeah.
No, we did it perfectly. I just hit one curb, but they let me drive it with all that million-dollar equipment.
I thought she was going to say pedestrian.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, no. No, my daughter careful. Wouldn't do that. Yeah. No. So all that multi-million dollar equipment in there, and you didn't.
Just outed myself. I'm sorry, Dad. But I did it.
I'll sleep with a clear conscience tonight, knowing that my daughter has told everything that I need to know.
Absolutely.
Sure you have. Yeah, right. Well, sweetheart, you have been a source of courage and inspiration to me over the years. Oh. You are the best. You have a birthday coming up.
Oh, please.
25 years old. Is that close?
That's close enough.
Give or take a few years.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. But, yeah.
You shouldn't be. Just a joy. Well, Bobby, I'll tell you what here. We'll take a break.
Take a break, yeah.
12:45. Laura, love you. Thank you, sweetheart.
Love you too, Dad.
Back in a minute.
You are listening to the All Request Show with Stan Turner.
I can't talk now. I'm busy reminiscing.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on KLBB.
The wait is over. Stan's back, and he's taking your requests and dedications. It's the Wolf Brewing Company All Request and Dedication Show on Club 1220. KLBB.
Bobby, give that old-timer a bottle of Wolf Brewing Company beer.
Right. Yeah,
that'll loosen him up. He'll talk to us then.
Right.
Bobby,
huh? He can't talk now.
Folks, nice to hear you. Thank you. Continue calling in with your song requests, dedications, and your comments. We love you dearly. We want to hear from you, and we're going to put as many of you on the air as we can. Wasn't that nice to hear from Jason Davis?
Jason and Laura and all the folks.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What a family we have. Beautiful. 651-275-1220. 651-275-1220. If you prefer email, go ahead. Email request at klbbradio.com, and you can turn to Twitter or Facebook if that is your preference. We love to hear you by whichever means. Bruce in Maplewood always gets through to us. Bruce, you've been a stalwart, a longtime loyal requester. Thank you so much. I always love it when we get some local talent here to perform for us. Augie Garcia. Augie was a very big deal around these parts back in the 1950s. Augie was from the west side of St. Paul. Augie was a Korean War combat veteran. He was wounded, but he didn't let that stop him. He loved music, Bobby. And this guy could have gone national if he wanted to. He was that good. Augie Garcia, known as the godfather of Minnesota rock and roll. I think his signature song was Hi-Yo Silver.
Yeah.
He was a great guy. Picture this. Augie Garcia in Bermuda shorts, over the calf dark socks, white shoes, and a sport coat. What a uniform. And that's how he performed with his great guitar. What a sweet guy he was, and did so many great songs, and used to perform, among other places, at Mendota's River Road Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the History Theater in St. Paul did a tribute program to Augie a few seasons ago, and it was just wonderful. So I think we do have a Augie Garcia song all queued up on the turntable, Bobby, don't we?
Yes, ready to spin it?
Mm-hmm. This is not the one by Shirley and Lee, but the good times roll. This is Augie Garcia's song.
Hey, everybody. Mr. Augie's in town. I got a dollar and a quarter and I'm feeling cool.
Bermuda shorts, a great voice, and having a ball there up on stage. Augie Garcia. May we call him our own Augie Garcia. Augie's been gone for several years. We'll never forget him, and we're not going to stop playing his music. Bobby, if we land someplace new or we can reconstitute the station, you can guarantee it we're going to be playing Augie Garcia. And we have this email from our email bag, as you call it here. Thank you. It's written, this is a little too formal, Dear Mr. Turner.
Oh,
please, Stan, will do. Thank you. Or friend. This is from the Garcia family.
Ah, yes.
Dear Stan and company, we wanted to send you an email to let you know how much we have enjoyed listening to your show each afternoon and how much we really appreciate you playing our dad's music, Augie Garcia. Whenever one of his songs comes on the radio, we usually get at least one phone call from a family member or friend letting us know that he is still on the radio one more time. And the Garcia family says good luck to you in the future. Thank you all. What wonderful, wonderful folks, huh?
Terrific. I love those guys.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. I'll forever see Augie there in his Bermuda shorts and his over-the-calf black socks and
right.
great guitar and the wonderful music he made and still makes.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of music, the power of music. 12:53, back in a minute.
Big Daddy-O, here he comes now.
Who?
That's a Lone Ranger. And it's singing, hi-ho, hi-ho, silver.
You're listening to the All Request and Dedication Show with Stan Turner and Bobby J. Weekdays, noon to 2 on KLLB.
Nope, KLBB.
Oh, KLBB. Weekdays, noon to 2 on KLBB.
Sing a song, tell a story. It's the Wolf Brewing Company All Request and Dedication Show with Stan Turner. Call 651-275-1220.
Okay. It took me a long time to get the call letters right, too, Bobby.
Yeah. Still doing
it. I was good with the vowels, but not with the consonants. So I feel the woman's pain there. Thank you, folks, for being with us. We're going to have to rent an auditorium here, I think, to accommodate all the wonderful people who are coming up to the station. And tons of phone callers and emailers. And thank you all for your affection, for your love, for your genuinely loving feelings. We send it all right back to you. 12:56, we better roll here and get one more in here. We've got 4 hours to play with today. Well, we're almost done with one, but we got three more to go. We're expanding the show today because we love you and we want to make as much time possible to be together with you. So let's do something up-tempo here, huh?
Yeah.
Upbeat. Mm-hmm. Here's the guy. Here's the picker, Jerry Reed, who's such not only a great singer and songwriter. This guy could bend strings on a guitar that only Elvis could know was the best in the universe. And here's one from Smokey and the Bandit. Remember this?
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking.
That's Jerry Reed. Boy, he could knock him down and kick him sideways, couldn't he, Bobby? Huh?
Oh,
boy,
man.
Oh, boy. Eastbound and Down. You know what that's from. Smokey and the Bandit, the film back in the day. The song features Reed on the lead vocals, of course. That's vocalist Gordon Stoker of the Jordanaires and the harmony vocals going there. That was good for a number two showing on the country charts back in what? What did we have there? What year was that, Bobby? You know, about 1977, I'd say, right there. Smokey and the Bandit, yeah. Jerry Reed, wrapping out hour number one. We got three more to go here, folks. Yep, we're accentuating the positive. No tears here today. We'll be back with you right after the news. Please stay with us. KLBB Radio, Stillwater, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. And from all of us to all of you.
Thanks for the memory.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu.